Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, February 25th, 2025 post-market wrap-up. Unfortunately, I was not able to do a live stream for all of you. I am really having issues with my internet connection, and I don't understand it. I've been on the phone with these people. I've been working everything you can imagine. It's just not working. All right, look, so with that, this video is very important, and I want all of you to think about what I'm speaking about, understand these concepts, and take action. Understand what's happening and what is about to happen to a much greater degree. Now, as I am doing this video blog, the stock market is still open. There's 6 minutes left of trading, and I mean, nothing's really going to change that much. I'm just going to bring you guys and goes up to speed. The real action is not in the stock market. I want you to see this. The U.S. 10-year yield is cratering. It's down 11 basis points. 11 basis points. The amount of cash that it would take to push a debt buying right now, to push the 10-year yield down 11 basis points, is astronomical. Someone out here is buying all the debt. Now, with that, this is where we are with the stock market. Could you only imagine where this stock market would be right now if some mysterious entity, I wonder who they are, wasn't out here buying all that debt? Look at this. Okay, nothing really. We got a Dow that's nicely higher. We got an S&P 500, nothing going on. NASDAQ, okay, down 1.24%. Big freaking whoopee-doo. This would not be the same story if we were not seeing action in the debt market like I just showed you. Sell-off across the board pretty much with regard to commodities. Profound sell-off with regard to cryptocurrencies across the board. Okay. That's where we stand. Now, with regard to economic news, this is the number one headline right now from Reuters. Are you ready for this? You're not going to believe what I'm going to show you. Global debt marches to a record high. Every minute of every day, around the clock, this mechanism does not stop. Global debt is surging and surging and surging as the world economy is contracting. Contracting and contracting. Does it sound about right to you? Yes, it does, because you've been with me and you understand what's going on. Today, February, consumer confidence posts biggest drop since 2021 in the latest sign of a slowing economy. Reuters, weak consumer data is hitting stocks. Let me read this to you. Reuters, today, the tech-heavy NASDAQ led Wall Street declines on Tuesday, hitting a six-week low after fresh economic data indicated a deterioration in consumer sentiment. The consumer is being eliminated. Wealth is being transferred right up to the 1 and 2%ers via the mechanism, people, of currency, purchasing power, destruction on the back of artificially suppressed rates. That sets us up for this. Without action now, not tomorrow, not a week from now, not a month, today, we will face a currency meltdown. And here's the proof. This chart here, this is not new to you if you follow this blog or subscribe to my newsletter, people. We are being set up right now. If President Trump does not reverse course immediately, along with Elizabeth Warren, and start demanding that the Fed raise rates, we're done. Let me say this. All of you, most of you who follow this blog, realize that Greg Manorino is not a proponent of tariffs. Maybe I have not explained myself correctly here. I understand what President Trump is trying to do with tariffs. The world right now is this tit-for-tat thing. It's hitting everywhere. As you well know, tariffs, again, are not paid by the government, any government. They're paid by the importers. They're paid by the exporters. And then those costs are passed on to the consumer. It's kind of like a tax in many ways here. Now, why does Greg Mannarino not like tariffs, even though President Trump says this is the way to go? Okay. What President Trump is trying to do is noble. Yeah, let's give the man credit where credit's due here. President Trump is saying by instituting these tariffs, this will force or have American people buy American. I understand that. It's a very noble idea. Tariffs, according to President Trump, will cause corporations to relocate here to the United States. Another noble idea. So let's start with the first one here. Buy American. Great idea. Fantastic. Let's give the people, President Trump, the ability to pay a premium for buying American. We all understand products that are made in the United States cost more than those that are being imported or were being imported here to the United States. I understand that. Okay. The currency is melting down. What have I been telling all of you guys and girls forever here? We must return purchasing power to the currency. Does this sound right to you, or is Greg completely wrong here? President Trump, okay, buy American. I'm telling you, I would love to see people buy American here. I am asking President Trump to give the American people the ability to do that by returning purchasing power to the currency so people will pay the premium to do that. There's a couple of local soap companies here out where I live here in Florida. About $12 for a bar of soap. I pay that. I support my local businesses here, even though the price is pretty crazy, okay? Because these are handmade soaps here in America, right here in Florida, and I am willing to pay that premium. And quite frankly, I am capable to pay that premium. You understand? Most people can't do that. I understand that. So, the tariffs here, although a noble idea in getting people to buy American, they don't have the ability to do that as the currency is being systematically destroyed. And the prospect that Elizabeth Warren and President Trump are saying that the Fed needs to lower rates immediately, unless neither one of them understands how this works, means the purchasing power of the currency here, in this case, we're talking about the U.S. dollar, but this is a worldwide phenomenon as central banks are sucking the purchasing power out, is going to make this issue much, much worse. And people, although they may want to buy American and pay $12 for a bar of soap, okay, they can't do it. They can't do it. And I'm not saying you can't find a bar of soap for less than $12. I'm just saying that this is the situation here. Give people the ability to buy American, or whatever nation in the world you may live, you want to support your local businesses. I'm all about that. Okay. But the people around this world are losing because central banks are killing their currency. This is nothing new. This has been going on for decade after decade after decade after decade after decade. With regard to bringing corporations back here to the United States, they are not coming back here because the American people can't buy their products anyway. They can't buy the products anyway. The world economy is being shut down. I already said, bring back all the factories you want in the entire world right back here to the United States. The orders for factory goods are non-existent. So what would happen to these corporations that we were bringing back here because they don't want to pay the tariffs from overseas so they can import? Build the factories here? People can't afford it. Now, again, I am imploring President Trump to do an about face here and start calling on the Federal Reserve to dramatically raise rates. Now, I know what I'm saying here. I understand that what this would do to the stock markets, real estate markets of the United States and probably of the rest of the world, it would devastate them. They're getting devastated anyway. Much, much worse. I am saying if we can start to return purchasing power to the currency, okay, allow Americans to buy American by giving the ability to pay the premium, okay? It's a premium to buy American products right now, okay? Can't do it because they're being decimated. It's not going to stop unless action is taken. What we're about to see is going to get so much worse, so much faster. And I want to show this to you with regard to this whole thing. This is in your inbox. You already know what I'm going to say, and I clearly understand what this means. Let me put this to you another way. Either we get a controlled demolition or an uncontrolled free fall in all of this. You choose what you want here. Let's talk about this. Let me read through this through you for you guys and go. So without action now, immediate, not tomorrow, now, today, we will face a currency meltdown, and here's the proof. You see this chart here? Look at this chart. Lions. This has to be fixed and fixed now. Above, right there, I'm reading this backwards, a little difficult for me. This is the relationship between the consumer price index, as you can see, and the inflation rate. The red circle on the left is the last time we had a crossover, like we're seeing right now today, which led to an inflation surge in the 1970s. What reversed this inflation surge was in 1979, then Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker introduced a new monetary policy of high interest rates, in fact, vastly higher. Now, if you follow my work, you are well aware that I've been screaming from rooftops for as long as you want to go back right now that the last thing we need is lower rates like Senate, whatever her name is, Elizabeth Warren here, and President Trump are now calling for. Immediate action is needed now due to the lag effect. Even when Volcker raised rates in 79, the effect of higher rates took time to take effect. We will have the same situation here. We need much higher rates because if action is not taken immediately, what is about to happen here in the United States regarding inflation will make what happened the last time in the 1970s look like a walk in the park. But you guys and girls can choose. Who do you think is right here? Okay. Let's hit nations with tariffs. Let's hope people will buy American. Sounds great, right? Okay. I'm all about giving people the ability to pay the premium. In other words, let's do something about the currency, which is being systematically destroyed. Trump, okay, I understand his idea. All right, I personally see this as a tax on people who can't afford it anyway. That's why I am against the tariffs. And I've been telling you this forever. Greg doesn't understand why Trump is doing tariffs. He wants people to buy American. Yeah, I'm all about that, man. I'm all about it. But let's give people the ability to do it. And with returning again, let's think. Let's buy tariffs, buy the action of tariffs, bring manufacturing back here to the United States. They're not coming back unless the people here can afford to buy their products. Does that make sense? People can't afford to do anything right now. And this mechanism here, again, going back to this chart, look at what happened here. This is the same situation. This is the crossover between the CPI, the inflation rate, skyrocketing. What happened here? Look where we went to, about where we were. Look at the 1972, 3.4%, about where we are now. Look what happened by the late 70s, early 80s here. Okay, it still took time when Volcker jumped in here, raised rates. It took years, decade to come with, from 1980 all the way down to where we are now to fully recover. And now look at where we're going. Look at where we're going. Action must be taken. It must be taken now because, again, of the lag effect here. I would find it extremely hard to believe that a Wharton Business School graduate, I'm talking about President Trump here, is not aware of what I am showing you and talking to you about. And that even raises another question. If he is aware, then why isn't action being taken, or you're expecting it to be taken here? He's calling for lower rates. You think he's going to reverse that? I am hoping the man is going to wake up. I am hoping, look, man, President Trump is going to face, and already is, rising prices. He's blaming Biden. I understand that. He's going to keep blaming Biden, whatever he can come up with here. Look over there. Look over here. Don't look at the root cause of the problem, which is monetary policy here by the Federal Reserve. We're not going back to a gold standard here. There's no magical setup. For those of you that believe there is, I want you to snap out of it here and now. You got to snap out of it. Okay. If, in fact, we were to return to a gold standard, do you think it would be a smooth transition, like all of a sudden, even like I'm saying, I want the president, President Trump here, obviously, duh, to exercise his power as a sitting president to institute the Gold Reserve Act of 1934, monetize gold, and then revalue gold much, much higher, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 an ounce, of course, and then back the dollar with that gold. This would send a ripple effect around the world where you think that everything would just be a nice, smooth transition. Oh, no. Then you don't understand things at all. There would be... A lot of things would happen here, and some of it ain't going to be too pretty. Now, with regard to my solution here, okay, the comments, Greg never presents solutions. It's all about fear. I present solutions all the time. These are people, they might be bots who are trying to, again, you have to understand, there's a lot of people who don't want you to know the truth, who don't want you to think, okay? The bottom line is, this really should make sense to you, what I'm saying. We need to return purchasing power to the currency. The only way to do that, okay, we could go back to a gold standard. Again, the president could institute or implement his power to, monetize the gold here, revalue gold at whatever he sees fit. The president has the power to revalue gold at whatever he sees fit. But what we're hearing is gold is going to be revalued, as you all know probably. Currently, it's $42, the U.S. Treasury. They're talking about revaluing to fair market value. That is a smack across our face, forward and backhanded repeatedly. It's a joke. There's no price discovery here. It's not real. But they're going to revalue it to 3,000. Okay. I think it's an insult of the highest possible order. Basically, it's talking down on you. Okay. That's not going to help anybody. It means zero. There's a zero. Nothing would come out of it. Raising rates here and raising them dramatically. If we started doing it right now, if President Trump saw this video and said, you know what? Greg Mannarino's right. Let's get the power of the tariffs, okay, to work better for the American people. Let's give them the ability to buy American by giving them some purchasing power back, which is being dissolved, okay? Are we on the same page? Sounds about right? Okay. You can't just have one thing. It has to be, this has to work together here. And again, I'm telling you guys and girls, I would love to work back in the background for President Trump. I wouldn't even tell the workers. I wouldn't say a word. Nothing at all. Maybe I would even carry on as I am now just to make it seem like I'm not doing it. But I would actually work for the man and for free, zero, okay? Just to, again, I don't know where he's getting advised from. It's obviously not all from him. And again, does it make sense to you what I'm saying here? You want to buy American? Okay, great. Let's institute the tariffs. It's a tax. We're going to have to pay for it. But then give people the ability to pay the premium. You understand? With regard to bringing back factories, they're not coming back. They're not coming back if these factories, manufacturers here realize the American people can't buy their products. Are we on? This is too easy. As I've been telling you, it was too easy to figure out. So look, with regard to higher rates, massively, massively disruptive. The stock market right now is in la-la land. No, it's la-la-la. La land on the back of that hyperbubble in the real estate and everything else. Now, either a controlled demolition takes place, meaning president says we need higher. The moment that came out of the president's mouth, let me explain to you what would happen. If President Trump were right now to go on CNBC, Bloomberg, pick one, and say, you know what? I watched this video by Greg Mannarino. The man has a point. So what I'm going to start doing is demanding that the Federal Reserve raise rates and raise them dramatically, even without the Fed doing it. This would hit the stock market so hard, you probably would see the Dow Jones Industrial Average fall 5,000 points in one day. Because the market, again, is dependent on what? Easy money. On the back of what? Artificially suppressed rates. And that would cause what? Currency purchasing power losses. Okay. The market, it's all it cares about. Is easy money, easy money. That's why we're in the situation we're in now. So a controlled demolition, I think, is a lot better off than what will eventually occur. We will get a meltdown in that debt market. And then we saw an 11 basis point, I don't even have the papers buried over here right now. dropped today. This is obviously central banks acting here, buying the debt, trying to keep the stock market from free-falling. Okay. You can only imagine what would happen if the Fed actually started to raise rates here. This would get real very quickly. But I believe the lesser of these two evils would be a controlled demolition, returning purchasing power to you and I, as opposed to an uncontrolled debt market meltdown, which is going to lead to a credit freeze, a locking up of the system where the flow of credit to the market is going to stop. You will not be able to use anything, your debit cards, your credit cards. Who knows what the value of the currency would be at that point? It might be zero. You understand what I'm saying here? So what would you rather see? A controlled demolition being led by the President of the United States? Or would you rather see an uncontrolled sell-off demolition disaster area being fostered by central banks and the greatest transfer of wealth you can ever imagine? Because that's what's really being set up here, people. You understand? You have to wake up a little bit here. We are right now in the middle of the greatest wealth transfer that's ever been seen in the history of the world. I've been telling you this for 1,000 years and maybe 2,000. Wealth is being shoved right up to the 1 or 2%ers. It has to come from somewhere. Cash is not infinitely divisible here. So where's the wealth that's going to the 1 and 2%ers? Where's it coming from? It's coming from you, the middle class, which is dealing of the world, which is now in the early stages of a full-on extinction level event, along with small businesses here in the United States and around the world. How about we, the people of this freaking world, start to speak up and understand the dynamics that are actually in play here? We start demanding that we get, realizing what I'm saying here, it's going to hit the stock markets, it's going to hit your investment plans, no doubt about it, it's going to hit your real estate investments, it's going to happen anyway. But to a much greater degree, if we do not take proactive action here and start returning purchasing power to we, the people of the U.S. and the rest of the freaking world. You understand? I really hope I am making sense to you with what I'm saying, because I'm telling you right now, do you see this title? Without action now, we will face a currency meltdown on a scale that you're not going to believe. This is going to lead to a credit freeze on a global scale. There's going to be pandemonium in the streets, okay? Greg is fear-mongering. If you feel that I am fear-mongering, tell me where I got this wrong here. Okay, because I'm going to see that. I don't even know if these are real things. These are probably bots. You can't know these things. The people of the world must not know what's actually happening and why and what they can do about it. My plan here, okay, and I've issued many solutions to the problems that we have over the years that I've been out here. None of it has happened at all. Unfortunately, we're seeing the system be fueled with more debt. Central banks in here buying it all, fulfilling their end game. And what's happening to the we, the people of this entire world, being destroyed? The middle class wipeout that I've been telling people for how long is going to happen and get monumentally worse. And people, I'm telling you right here and now. And the reason why we can't wait for that, as President Trump is writing executive order in a flurry that people can't even keep up with. If he doesn't take action with regard to this immediately, there's no way to stop, again, seeing a repeat performance of what happened in the 70s. But it could be to a much greater degree here and now, leading up to maybe an absolute complete loss of purchasing power of the central bank issued notes, which would be what? A crisis situation. We're already in one. We are in a currency crisis. We're in a debt crisis out of control. But you wouldn't know that. Have you heard President Trump explain to you that we're in a currency crisis even once? I don't think so. Have you heard a single world leader? Let's not just focus on Trump. At least he's trying, I guess, to provide a solution. Let's do these tariffs things so people will buy American. Sounds great, as I said, but let's give the people the power to buy American, to pay the premium. Okay, I'm all about that. How about you? How many of you out here would be willing to pay more to support a local small business? I would be willing to bet it's 90% of you. That's what we want to do. We got to help each other out. We got to support each other. Otherwise, we all pay for this. Am I right here? The effect of tariffs, the way they are now, and another reason why Greg Mannarino is not for it, is again, this tax on people is going to curtail their spending. Even those who can spend, unless they're really, really well off. They're not going to be going out there and buying the brand new cars and the freaking nice coach and new guitars and whatever it might be. They're going to stop doing that. And that's going to, the ripple effect is going to be felt throughout the entire economy. And what happens? The economy slows further. Small businesses go away faster. Do you see what's going on here? It's too easy to understand the dynamics once you think about it just a little bit. Look, man, I really hope that I've made sense to you with what I've said. And if this, again, is in your inbox, if you subscribe to my newsletter, people, it's 100% free. This stuff is gold. If you can see and understand what I'm saying here and realize what I'm saying is there will be a massive ripple effect in the stock markets, your investment plans, your real estate investments, pretty much everything across the board. You have to be willing to accept that, because either it's a controlled demolition or it's an uncontrolled nightmare. You pick. Right now, we can pick where we want to go. This isn't real. I've told you this for 1,000 years. It's not real, the environment that we're in at all. It's fake across the board. A stock market absolutely detached from reality on a scale that you can't even, no one can get their head around, not even me. But people look at those digits on the screen and they believe that it's real. I'm paper rich. It's not real. It's going away. All of it, like it always does. Guys, look, let me know if what I'm saying to you makes sense to you. Greg, you got it right. I believe we could use President Trump's plan here, okay, that is tariffs, that is to try to bring back businesses here to the United States, but there must be a compensatory mechanism associated with that, and that means returning purchasing power to the currency. Does this make sense to you? Which, of course, would mean a much lower stock market and everything else associated with that we just talked about. We got to rebuild the system, not from the top down, from the bottom up. The top here make up a fraction of 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 the global population. Do you think that's the way to work it, by empowering the 1 and 2 percenters? Or you think it would work better if we empowered the rest of us down here, the 98% of us that are down here? What plan works better, in your opinion? I promise to read the comments. And people, look, man, if you got something out of this video, if you think that Greg hit the mark on this one, I really hope that you will share the video, get it out there, and of course, give it that thumbs up, okay? If I've earned it, I want to hear from you, all right? Love you all. I will see you in the morning, as usual, okay? That's it.